This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
I'm Julian Johnson. A UW-Milwaukee building vandalized Saturday morning. University police are investigating an incident where two people spray-painted Free Palestine across the bricks of the Golda Meir Library after they threw an object and broke the window. There have been protests held at the library before because of its namesake. UWM says they are taking the matter very seriously, and neither anti-Semitism nor Islamophobia have a place at the university. Wisconsin voters will decide next month whether to make it unconstitutional to accept private grant money to help administer state elections. It's one of two Republican-backed questions on the state's April 2nd ballot, in addition to a change that would only allow officials designated by law to administer elections. Democrats say the measures are meant to make it harder to conduct elections. Early in-person absentee voting is scheduled to begin Tuesday and can be offered through March 31st. Banning TikTok may not be the best option for President Biden. Biden has said he would sign a bill that would force Chinese company ByteDance to sell TikTok, or else the app would be banned in the U.S. However, ABC News' Steve Roberts tells WTMJ that plan would run counter to his current campaign strategy.
The oddity here is Biden says, yeah, I'll sign this bill, but at the same time, he's made TikTok a central part of his communication strategy, particularly trying to appeal to the young people who are very committed to TikTok, but are also very important voters in this election.
The bill passed the House with bipartisan support last week, but a vote in the Senate has not been scheduled. The National Association of Realtors announcing it would pay over $400 million in damages in a settlement with groups of home sellers. But what does it mean for Wisconsin homebuyers? Mike Ruzica from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors breaks down the lawsuit on WTMJ.
They're alleging that buyers weren't aware of what the compensation was for their agent that was purchasing the house, and that sometimes sellers weren't aware of it either. In Wisconsin, it's disclosed in the listing contract, WB 11. Line 51 says compensation to others, and it approves the seller what they will compensate the other side, the buyer's agent, in the transaction.
Because Wisconsin does not use the standard 6% commission rate, Ruzica says home prices will not drop as a result of the lawsuit. This has been your news update. The Tory Lowe Show continues on 101.7 The Truth.
We need each other.
That's facts.
I need my sisters. I need my brothers out here.
A coward dies a thousand deaths, and for all the bootlickers, may you die a thousand and one.
The place for the realest conversations.
Tory Lowe, what, all the action? Or you want all the smoke? Oh, just, I'm with all that smoke too, man.
I didn't see Ron Johnson. He trash. Chisholm is trash. How the hell are you here to help us and your kids are dying in the street?
I understand that this is Milwaukee and everybody believes that if someone says something, it's mentioned. It's not.
I don't care if it's the pastor. If you see the pastor acting right, you check that fool. Where's the results?
Talking topics that need to be highlighted and discussed in our communities.
Would you trade places with a black person?
Sure, no, I would not.
Have you ever said the N-word? Come on, be the truth. We on the truth.
Unfiltered and unfazed, this is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
The reason I believe the racism is getting worse is because whites know that they will be outnumbered in about 20, 21 years. Mm. They're going to be outnumbered.
Hey, Tory, man, how are you doing, brother? I'm actually from India. We brown people can totally relate with you. And sometimes it's like, did that just happen to me?
We have to not let the government mind us either.
That cop ain't never been brought to the public because he ain't normal, and he may not even exist no more.
Say no more. Release the video.
You know, you keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're going to take over this talk radio, man. Just keep on focusing on what you're focusing on. I wish you a lot of love.
God bless you, brother.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio in Milwaukee, here is Tory Lowe.
White people are going crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue, the The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got a guest in the building. We got a guest today. We got David King in the building, and he's running for mayor of Milwaukee. And you have made it past the primary.
Yes.
Into the general.
Yes.
And it's you and Mayor Cavalier Johnson.
Yes, right.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm excited about it because of the fact that Milwaukee finally get a chance to choose true leadership, you know. And when I say true leadership, is that's a person that's willing to empower the people. And so, you know, I'm excited about the opportunity. I'm excited about setting up opportunities for our young people so we can keep them in the city of Milwaukee. I'm excited about opening some better opportunities for our children to be able to vent and be able to go places. I'm excited about helping, you know, because all I've been doing is helping. So mm-hmm. I'm excited, you know, about this.
Okay, what is your plan for Milwaukee? What, when you go around and you talk to people and you try to tell them what you're trying to bring to the table, what are you planning on bringing to the table?
Well,
as mayor,
we have to step away from downtown. Downtown is beautiful. We got to go into the communities, right? So I'm looking to go into the communities to address the social issues that we have in our community. We got drug overdose. We got mental illness. We got homelessness, right? We have domestic violence, right? We have child sex trafficking in right. our community. So we got to address some of those things, and we got to be able to when we talk about economic development, we're not talking about downtown no more. We're talking about all the empty buildings that ain't nothing there, right? Mm-hmm. You look at Tatonia and Capitol, you don't have a Walgreens. I need to flirt with CVS and get them in there because grandma still need her medicine. You know what I'm saying? You got grocery stores. I need to go flirt with Festival Food and try to get them to come into the community so we can get good food for those in the community. So I'm looking at
addressing the food deserts.
We got a lot of them, a lot of food deserts. We got empty buildings all over the city. We got empty houses all over the city. We got empty lots all over the city. And the only thing they're doing is selling them to people outside of the city. In the black community.
Corporations.
In the black community, only 7% of blacks own a house.
Right.
But they're paying somebody else's mortgage plus water bill just to have a place over their head. And so when you're charging somebody $1,200 for rent and then they got to pay your water bill, but the house is not, I mean, we got a lot of slumlords.
Right.
We got a lot of things that we need to fix on the inside of the city instead of just downtown.
Now, when we talk about the mayor, you know, running for mayor,
mm-hmm.
what are some of the things that you're seeing on your campaign trail? What are some of the things that you're running into when it comes to running on this level of government as a person that is down to the final two people? And April 2nd is the day to choose. What are you seeing?
Well, one of the things I'm seeing is silence. Mainstream media, this is the first mayoral race in the city of Milwaukee that they don't talk about. Every mayor race they talked about. During the primary, in the special election, they interviewed everybody. This primary, they didn't interview none of us, okay? So nobody know, most people didn't even know there was a primary
right.
Until the day of the primary. So a lot of people missed out. You have 296,582 registered voters, and only 30,000 went out to vote. And so he won by a large margin, but if you go look at the last primary, he had the same numbers. So it ain't like he did something great, you know.
These are the same voters.
Voters.
So a lot of people you saying didn't come out to vote.
Right, because the only thing that was on most ballots was the mayor's primary. So a lot of people didn't go out for that. And so then you got mainstream media that won't talk about it. After the primary, Spectrum came to my house and interviewed me because I made it through the primary. Mm-hmm. The rest of them did not.
Why do you think that they didn't come and interview you? Because you would think, okay, here we go, a guy that's opposing the current mayor many times would get that kind of media attention to figure out what you're trying to do.
Right. Well, two reasons. One, they want the people to think that it's not a real race. But when you only have 30,000 people, so that was only 11% of registered voters that went and voted in the primary. So they want you to think that those numbers they put up there is like it's a sure win. But what the second part of that is this. If they talk about Mayor Johnson, then they got to talk about David King. Who is David King? They got to find out, oh, wow, he's a pastor in the city. Oh, wow, he run the God Squad and he helped people get jobs. Oh, wow, he run transitional home, helping people get off drugs. Oh, wow, he helped transitional home for single moms. He's a high school basketball coach. Do you think they want his opponent to be, how should I say, portrayed out there or let the people know what type of person is really running against him? Because now we're going to mess with their plans and their program because they're not concerned about the average person. They're not concerned about 53206. They're not concerned about 53224, which is getting worse, and 53225, which is getting worse, and 53223. That's all out Brown Deer area, the Meadows. They don't want you to address those things. And so, like, so what they're pushing is we're not going to say nothing. WGOB.
Right, because I don't hear anything about the people that are opposing the mayoral candidate,
right,
Cavalier Johnson. That's why when I was asking, I was one of those people that was like, well, who's running against him? And then you see that he won at 86%. Well, some people would feel that, okay, it's a sure win for the mayor if he's winning the primary at 86%.
Right. But if you go into the community, not downtown, but if you go into the community and do a poll and see how many think he's doing a great job, it's not 86%.
Mm.
Okay? Because they know.
But are they going to come out and vote and show their dislike at the poll?
And that's what we're pushing for, that you got to get out. You got to vote. You can't let them oppress. Because here's the thing about it. WGLB set up a town hall meeting.
And WGLB is
a gospel station.
Okay.
And they set up a town hall meeting debate between Cavalier Johnson and myself. He never got back to them. He never showed up for the debate. He never said, I'm coming or I'm not coming. So he just and the people that came there wanted to hear from both of us.
Right.
And he never showed up. So what he was letting them know is, I'm not concerned about y'all.
Mm. Is that because he had a high vote count, though?
Nah.
Is that because he came out the primary with the large, you know, amount of votes? And he felt like, okay, all I have to do is just make a press run at this point.
No. I think the reason why he don't want to answer to people. See, when he did the state of the city, he said homicides is down. But what he didn't say, shooting is up. They just ain't dying.
Right. Well, I addressed that on the show. I said there's still the same amount of people getting shot. That's just people surviving.
Right.
Right. So,
and so you
it's
know,
kind of a fudge statistic.
Right. So they're trying to tell you everything's great, but I'm wondering where's you looking? Because every day I'm getting phone calls. I need help. I'm getting phone calls. My slumlord is doing this. I'm getting phone calls. My child almost OD'd on drugs, right? So you get these phone calls, and then you hear him talk, and you be like,
what? You saying it ain't adding up.
It ain't adding up.
Okay, so you want a debate. You want to have a debate that you think the people should actually have that debate between Cavalier Johnson and David King.
Yes, because here's the thing about it. He's talking about the economy is good, right? He's saying we're doing good. What he ain't telling the people is they just using the last of the COVID money. Now, 2025 going to be tough. 2025 going to be tough. 2025 going to be tight. 2025, we're going to be in trouble.
Mm.
And so when you look at the COVID money done ran out, now you got the real deal. Now how are you going to handle that? And when you raise the sales tax up to 2% and then go behind closed doors and give yourself a 15% raise? You know, those are questions that he knew he would have to answer, that he didn't show up to the people.
All right, so when you see these things happening, why don't you see the urgency of the voters to vote in this election if they're not satisfied with what's going on? Why don't they get out and change things with their vote?
If you look at what they focus on right now, local races is the most important race in anybody's life. The local race.
It's stronger than the president.
It's stronger than the president. Where do they got people focused?
On the president.
Right? Why? Because if I can keep your mind away from locally, we can slip in and do what we want to do. But if you start to get involved and tell the people, you know what, you need to get involved, your vote matter and all of this stuff, and here's the candidates, this is who this person is, this is who this person is, so you can choose for yourself which one you want. But they know if they do that, everyone that is already elected will be unelected. And they don't want to do that. Because you have to look at it. The people that's the average person, I'll give you an example. When Lena Taylor ran against Tom Barrett, only 91,000 people in the city of Milwaukee, 91,000 voted for a mayor.
Mm-hmm.
That same year, over 250,000 voted for a president. Same year.
Right.
So what that tells me is they training us to stay away from the most important election that we deal with.
That affects our lives directly.
Directly. We need y'all to stay out of that one. And we need you guys to focus on Trump and Biden. Don't focus on King and Johnson. Focus on Trump and Biden. Because if I can keep you away long enough, then we can take this election. And if we take the election, we can do whatever we want to you for 4 more years.
All right. Well, look, we're going to run the break. And when we come back, I want to hear, what is your agenda for the North Side?
Okay.
I want to talk about that because I always ask people, what is their agenda for the North Side? I get a lot of different answers. Mm-hmm. And I got to let Truth Nation take the answers and hear what's coming out of these people's mouths and then try to decipher it from there. But I'm going to ask you the same question when we get back.
Okay.
Truth Nation, we got David King. He's running for mayor of Milwaukee. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One on one, 7 of Truth, Tory Lowe Show. We got guests. We got a guest in the building. We got David King. He's running for mayor of Milwaukee against the current mayor, Cavalier Johnson. And April 2nd is the day that people get out to vote. And also early voting
starts tomorrow.
Early voting starts tomorrow. I always ask people this question. What is your plan for the north side of Milwaukee, which has the majority of the black community, and Milwaukee is 40% black.
Right.
And we have our issues. We have things that we have to address. And we get people that say that they come out of the community.
Right.
You're coming from 2nd and Burleigh.
Yes.
What is your plan for the neighborhoods that you came up in, and what do you want to do, and what do you think that needs to be done for the north side of Milwaukee?
Well, the first thing that I want to do is I want to make sure, for the first time in history, the black community is off the menu and at the table.
Mm.
Because we only on the menu, and to them, when I say them, everybody that came before me, We only been a vote to them. They made promises that they did not keep. And then 4 years later, they want to come back to you and try to make another promise. So one of the things that, for me, I need us at the table, because the community needs to tell us what they need. Because here's the thing. It's not one size fit all, right? So you got to – so my thing is this. I want to come in and figure out what can we do for the young people. For me, when I was on 2nd and Burleigh, St. Elizabeth was an outlet. I can go right across the street, St. Elizabeth. I didn't have to go do nothing stupid. I could go play basketball, right? I had
more activities.
More activities, right? So one mother came to me, and she had to drive all the way to Sussex so her child can play in the playground.
What?
Yes, because
she feels unsafe.
No, her child is special need.
Oh, okay.
So you got a special need child, and you got to go where they got a special need playground. Why don't we have a special need playground when we got all of these special need children in our community?
Mm.
So those are the ones got to be at the table. So when we go to set up this special need, I need all the special need parents at the table to tell me what they need for
Hold
their
on,
children.
Wait a minute. So they don't have a special needs park in the city, but they got a dog park downtown.
Yes.
They just made a new dog park.
Right.
So the needs of the dog is more important than the needs of the special needs children in the neighborhood.
Yes. Again, we just on the menu.
Oh, wow.
So we're not at the table. So those parents can tell me what they need. We need the young people at the table. Why? Because the young people got the entrepreneurship mind right now, right? I coach high school basketball, and there's a young man who wanted to be a barber. So I created him his flyer, his marketing piece, to market his barbershop. You know, he want to learn to cut hair. So we have to look at every group. And the next one we need to do, we have to have the seniors at the table. You know why we need the seniors at the table? Because they done worked all their life. They done paid for their house. And they're losing their house to taxes because they put another house down the road. Why not grandfather them in so they don't lose their house?
Mm. I mean, so you're saying that they bought in a house that bring up the value?
Yes. Somebody come in that outside of Milwaukee, buy a house, fix it up. Now the value of that house just
Which means the taxes go
up. The taxes goes up. But grandma ain't got no more money coming in. So they're losing their house.
She on a fixed income.
Right. And they lose their house on taxes.
Oh, wow.
So this is why we got to be.
I talked about that, how that's going on too with the older generation
right.
losing their houses because they can't pay the taxes.
Right. And they're not losing it on mortgage. They spent all their life paying mortgage. Now they done paid it off, they losing it on taxes. So we have to really begin to look at our community, each one, because 53206 might need something different than 53223.
Right.
So one of my goals as mayor is 3 out of the 4 quarters of the year, I'm going to have a town hall and a meeting of 5 districts. Find out what they need, and let's get it done. Okay, I'm not talking about you got the bad service where the garbage is not getting picked up, the snow is not being removed, you got street lights that is not on, you got empty lots that's owned by the city full of trash. We got to get better service. So I'm going to make sure that the North Side get better service. I'm going to make sure that I can work with, because there are some churches out there that's doing the work and ain't asking for no money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm going to work with those churches because nothing in the Constitution says separation church and state. That's just a lie they told. So I can partner with them and deal with the social issues of that community. They might need some drug counseling. They might need some parenting counseling. They might need domestic violence counseling. They might need to learn how to cook a healthy meal. They might need to learn how to budget. So if we can make the people of our community, And since you said the North Side, the black community, then guess what happens? We start to empower people. But also guess what happens? Once you start empowering people, then some of these agencies that the city is running will lose their job because they don't need them no more.
Mm. And I think that many times we talk about profit off of poor, where we got a lot of nonprofits
right
on the North Side of Milwaukee, but yet we don't see any outcomes.
And nothing's changed.
And nothing has changed. Also, what I wanted to ask you is, when you increase the sales tax, and when you talk about paying the inflation.
Right.
Where we already had a eviction problem.
Right.
What is that doing, the increase of the sales tax on the people in the neighborhoods?
Oppressing them even more. It's like the children of Israel in Egypt, and they took the straws away and say, now make bricks. That's what they're doing to them.
Mm.
And so when you raise the sales tax, what you're telling people is, I'm not concerned about businesses, and I'm not concerned about the average person, okay? I'm only concerned about those who put money in my pocket, and I'm going to fulfill their vision and not ours.
Oh, wow.
And this is why we have to have this is why we have to have these conversations. Our current mayor cannot do anything for the north side of the city because the people that paid him to stay away from the north side of the city.
And who paid him?
Chris Abley.
Mm. Hey, look, when we come back, I want to know how we can help. How can people help you find out where you are if you need volunteers and things like that? So I want to talk about that when we get back. Truth Nation, we're in the building with David King. He's running against Mayor Cavalier Johnson for mayor of Milwaukee. Voting is April 2nd, and early voting starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
When we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This Associated Bank Sports Update on 1017 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Alex Delez. No Giannis, no problem for the Bucks on Sunday as Dame Lillard helped beat Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns 140-129 at Pfizer Forum. Dame led the way and finished with 31 points and 16 assists. The Bucks get 2 days off and pick it back up on Wednesday as they head to Boston to take on the Celtics. Tip-off scheduled 4-6:30 with coverage over on WTMJ beginning at 6. It is time for some madness as the brackets are officially out for this year's NCAA March Madness Tournament. Marquette received the 2 seed in the South Region. They are set to take on 15 seed Western Kentucky this Friday afternoon in Indianapolis. Tip-off scheduled at 1. Finally, the Badgers locked in a 5 seed in the South Region as they are set to play 12 seed James Madison Friday night in New York. Tip-off scheduled for 8:30. This sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams, member FDIC.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. I got a guest in the building. I got David King. He's running for mayor of Milwaukee. Early voting starts tomorrow.
Yes.
And thank you for stopping through. I think that people need to hear from everybody that's trying to get in leadership in the community. And I appreciate you for coming through today.
I appreciate you for having me. You know, I take it as an honor. Especially because of the fact that people need to hear, and they're not letting people know the candidates that's on the ballot, and they hiding it. That's another form of oppressing our votes.
And you're talking about the media.
The media.
The media don't want to interview you or talk about what your plans are for the city. You said that you reached out to the media outlets.
Yes.
And they have not gotten back to you.
Not gotten back. We sent many, many emails to them. Never, not one time did they call to interview. Channel 6 gave me 30 seconds off of the state of the city dress. They wanted me to see how I felt about it. Because the question was, they said, he said the city is great. I said, no, we're in a state of emergency. How are we great?
Two opposing ideas.
Right. We're in a state of emergency. We're losing loved ones back to back to back to back to back. Innocent people are losing their lives through cars crashing.
Right. I just read the statistic that 56% of blacks in Milwaukee County are harmed by reckless driving.
Yes. And here's the sad part about it.
We only make up 26% of the blacks in the county.
Right. And here's the sad part about it. they would give a, for example, I know a gentleman who's out on a $25,000 signature bond, and he's charged with murder.
Mm. What?
Yes.
A signature bond.
A signature bond.
Wow.
Another one who called somebody over to commit a murder, and he was never charged with it. Only the one that did pull the trigger. But the one that called him over got away scot-free. But if that person would have shot somebody Caucasian, they both would have went to jail.
Look, I'm going to tell you, I have plenty of stories that we talk about that we know if it was another, you know, right, skin type, it would have been a different outcome.
Yes.
But we got a caller on the lines. Joanne, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. And if y'all want to tap in, 833-212-1017, talk to text 833-212-1017.
Hello.
How you doing, Joanne?
David, I'm doing great, and I really enjoy your program. A lot of important information is getting out here. And David King, you're talking right. Pit on everything that we need in our community, and you definitely got my vote. And word of mouth is all there is. I would definitely be getting out here and speaking to all of my family and friends. David King is what we need, because Cavalier Johnson, I haven't heard what he's going to do. I haven't heard that.
And
I didn't hear anything what he's going to do.
I like that.
I heard about a raise. I heard about some money for his increase. But as far as what David King just spoke on with seniors, special needs, teenagers, you headed in the right direction. And I'm going to follow behind you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I also want you all to know I am the high school basketball coach over at Kingdom Prep Lutheran High School, and I made a promise to those young men, and I said, the moment I become mayor, I'm still going to coach y'all, because y'all need to see somebody from the top coming back down and investing in y'all. So I'm not going nowhere.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
Hey, I appreciate you for tapping in, Joanne. Oh, wow. 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. If you got any questions, hey, call in. We got people in the chat. Real Estate Money Matters says David King is right. We need to do something about the number of lack of home ownership in the community. Also, we have somebody in the talk to text. 2681 says, speak, King, please. Let's get Cavalier out of here. They are definitely playing games with Milwaukee. White Widow, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, hi, Tori.
How you doing?
Hello,
White
Mr.
Widow.
King.
Hello, ma'am.
Very good. I just want to say spot on. I want to apologize for the state of the city. We've had that word democracy shoved down our throat for the last 4 to 8 years. And it's just sad where you see obstruction of democracy, because in order to be a democracy and be able to vote, you have to be informed. And I see it's intentional, the obstruction, and I'm so sad for it, but I'm glad you brought it to light. Everything you mentioned, the empty buildings, I would like to just mention, you know, the contracts that Milwaukee County has to service our disabled ADRC. I've mentioned this to Tori before, working with people. It's 100% white. The case managers, the social workers, the nurses, the supervisors for eye care, community care, and also My Choice. I've met with 12 individuals. And unfortunately, they didn't get the memo on diversity. Now, God bless one woman at ADRC after 8 months, a black woman. And it was a struggle. She took us in. She said, this is it. 1, 2, 3. And Smiley got an apartment. He got his money's released. We filed fraud. You know, so that has to be addressed. They're selling our people. And, you know, and there is just no representation, even from a moral or a compassionate standpoint, when meeting with the people with those needs. And the big bucks are there. The Medicare is flowing in. I have a problem with federal monies coming in, and they're saying they can only use it for certain projects. If that's the case, we need a mayor like you who will call Washington and fight that. We don't need $120 million buses.
That is so true, ma'am. And I just want you to know that I do have a big mouth. And I grew up in a house with six boys, so I know how to handle the heat. But I will fight for the people of Milwaukee because, like you said, you got seniors that made a mistake when they was 18 and they can't get affordable living because they are felon. And they made that mistake when they're 18. Now they're 65, 70.
It's
coming back to haunt them. And they can't even get a place to stay. Mm. So we got a lot of fighting to do. We got a lot to do, but it only gonna happen if we put people in office that are concerned about people.
Well, we got Kurt. We're gonna talk to Kurt when we get back. And also we wanna figure out how we can help you if you can get the information out there to the people that wanna assist. When we come back, we got David King in studio. He's running for Milwaukee mayor against Mayor Cavalier Johnson. When we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky.
Here we go. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. We got David King in the building. He's running for mayor of Milwaukee. Early voting starts tomorrow.
Yes.
We got callers calling in. They want to talk to you, David.
Let them in.
We got Kurt on the lines. Kurt, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
Good afternoon to both you and David.
Blessings, brother Kurt.
I just simply stay confused when I listen to your program, Tory Lowe.
Uh-huh.
And I get more confused as I listen to David King.
What's the confusion?
I'm an 85-year-old black resident of the city of Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a lot of the politics in Milwaukee go down, including people who participated in it.
Mm-hmm.
He made a statement of supposedly making sure for the first time in history that he's at the table. Black people have been at that table since the early 30s, okay? More and more black people have been at that table as the black population has increased.
Mm-hmm.
You got a mayor who is a black person. So I'm trying to figure out who he feels has not been at the table or is not at the table.
Okay, My question to David King
is, why does he feel he's going to be the first person at the table when, in fact, black people have been at that table for the last 80 or 90 years? Secondly, can't he distinguish between the city and the county functions? He's mixing the two up. He needs to get those clear if he wants people to vote for him to be the mayor of the city of Milwaukee.
Okay, so now, let him answer the question. Let him answer the question.
First of all, I know the difference between county service and city service. Even though I have no authority over county service, I still can be a mouth for the people that they get what they need. And secondly,
let him answer the question. We'll come back to you.
And secondly, I didn't say that I would be the first at the table. I said our community would be the first at the table. So, yes. Let me finish. We have had blacks at the table. We have a black mayor right now. But what is getting done in the black community?
Give me a chance to talk then.
Well, Kurt, we want you to ask
a
question. Hold on. We want you to ask a question. Let him answer it. Then you can ask another. Because if you keep talking, we're gonna run out of time.
Okay. Well, let's do that.
Okay. So if it works like that, then we can get everything together.
So when I say the community will finally be at the table. The black community is never at the table. We have someone that we call a black leader at the table, but the community continues to suffer. So the community has never been at the table. I've been working in this city almost 30 years, helping people get jobs, helping people find places to live, running transitional homes for men that was on drugs, running transitional homes for single moms. I've been out here working with the youth. I've been transporting over 450 people a day to work. And I tell you, our community, since we, these so-called black leaders, we haven't got anything. That's why right now, our children are suffering. We have more black overdose, black suicides than ever before. More black parents, fathers, and mothers incarcerated, and the black education suffering real bad. That if you go to MPS right now and look at the National Assessment of Education Progress, for only 14% of fourth graders can read at a grade level, and only 12% can do math. If you go to the eighth grade, only 11%. And only 7% can do math. So when you're talking about we have somebody at the table, the food never got to the community.
All right. So is Kurt still on? He said he had one more question. Let me get your other question, Kurt. Let me get your other question. You had another question.
Well, it's not only a question, but I have input that can be valuable to what you're talking about in this program. This man does not know what he's talking about. Overall,
Have a question that he needs to answer?
He's very inaccurate on too many points.
Wow.
He needs somebody who can clarify his understanding of what he's talking about.
Okay. All right. Hey, he said he confused on what you're saying. It's not making sense to him.
It's not making sense.
But we got another caller. We got James. James, you're on a new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, good afternoon, Tori and Dr. King.
Bless you, sir.
Once again, you know, I was there with Dr. King on Saturday for what should have been a mayor debate. And what I'm coming to believe, Tori, is that we got a mayor who feels that he doesn't have to answer to the people. That's what I see. You know, he hasn't come out, man, the debate, Mr. King, and show Mr. King where he may be right or where he may be wrong. Mm. And I'm going to say this in closing. That gentleman just called it to be 85 years old. He has not learned that everything that's black is not black.
Mm. All skin for Glenn Kimball. That's what he basically. Hey, maybe in his generation they was operating a different way.
Probably was.
I think back then the neighbors could whoop your butt if you was acting bad in school. You know, it was a lot of community things going on back then.
Oh yes, even the teachers could whoop you back then.
So I think you touch them now, you might get beat up.
And go to jail.
Hey, maybe it's a different time. Hey, look, I appreciate everybody for chiming in. I want to get you the last thoughts, the last words, and how can we, if anybody wants to help out, how can they help out your campaign?
Well, you can call me at 414-676-0842. That's 414-676-0842. That is not a campaign number. That's my direct number. And you can reach me at kingformayor.com. KingForMayor.com, and you can leave a message there. And if you really want a real change, you done tried the rest. It's time to try the best. And I guarantee you, the only thing that I can promise you in this campaign is I will never sell the trust of the people.
All right. Hey, look, I appreciate you for coming in. Hey, look, Truth Nation, look, I'm going to tell you right now, look, it's this election season. And like I said, I have candidates coming through talking about what they're trying to do. It's up to y'all to listen and try to take away from it what y'all need to take away from it. And I appreciate you, David King, for coming through and speaking your piece. I mean, every candidate needs to be heard.
Yes. Thank you for having me, sir. I really appreciate this.
All right. Hey, look, Truth Nation, when we come back, I'm going to open up the lines. I got a question for Truth Nation. We're going to talk about it. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Truth Nation, Gruber Law Offices, and The Truth have raised the stakes for this year. The One Call, That's All Gruber Cash Giveaway is now a 5K giveaway. Yes, you heard it right. $5,000 giveaway. Every weekday on 101.7 The Truth, you will have the chance to be entered to win the 5K giveaway. Listen to The Truth for The One Call, That's All cue to call for your chance to win $5,000. Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All. Visit 101.7thetruth.com for official contest rules.
Thank you, Truth Nation. Your willingness to share your stories with our community has helped make the Tory Lowe Show a two-time first place Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Award winner.
Hey, I'm tapping in from the Milwaukee County Jail. Yeah, man, they treating us real, real bad up in here, man. I mean, they had us sleeping in feces and urine. They took the batteries from us, told us there wasn't no batteries in stock. I ain't never heard that in my life.
We do this all for you, Milwaukee. We are the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk.
One smile is great, but one smile in a community of smiles is so much better. A smile has a secret power that most people don't know about. A smile multiplies. It spreads from one person to the next, stretching across entire groups of people. Smile Train knows this and is proud to be creating a wave of smiles across the cleft lip and palate community in over 70 countries. Patients, doctors, advocates, fundraisers. Collectively, our smiles are a celebration of the transformed lives of over 1.5 million children. Learn how Smile Train is helping the cleft lip and palate community at smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 million